Guys, we have one more storyteller this half, then we're going to take a short break. The co-host of the Gossip Girls podcast, please welcome Subi Shah.
Hi, everyone. I'm Subi. I co-host Gossip Girls, and I'm going to be reading an erotica that is based on true events, sort of. It's fringe because it's not like most erotica, but it's actually how most sex probably happens, I assume. If you would like, you can picture Riker and Troy on the holodeck in 2010's Chicago. Or you can picture me and Daniel Humphrey from Gossip Girl. It's fine, whatever. Here goes. I'm not going to be able to not crack up while I'm reading this. I tried three times. Okay. Almost a Relationship by Subi Shah. I really want to kiss your mouth and then down your neck, he breathed out loud as they walked together from a bar in Lakeview to the train to the sexiest place in Chicago, River North. Were they going to take the brown line, maybe? No, the red line. That grows underground. That's romance novel talk right there, she said, seemingly not understanding that they were about to dirty talk, or pretending not to understand anyway. I'm so turned on that it's hard to walk, he replied, recognizing that she didn't realize or was pretending not to realize that he wasn't joking. She surreptitiously sneaked a look at his pants and found that he wasn't joking. His penis was erect. He asked her, so what would you do to me? I'd put my mouth on top of your mouth, and then I'd run my fingers through your hair, she replied, moving closer to him. She then put her mouth on top of his mouth, and then ran her fingers through his hair. She pulled back and said, I'd whisper something very dirty in your ear. Oh yeah? He smirked, excited for her next words. She moved her mouth to his ear and whispered dirtily in a deep voice similar to Marlon Brando in The Godfather. I haven't washed my bedsheets in a month. She hoped that her casual, joking sex style would be matched because their sex would be terrifyingly silly. She thought to herself, how long has it been since I washed my sheets? This can't be hygienic. The article I read on HuffPo said that men wash their sheets once every 3 months, and I might be at that threshold. That's a real thing, everyone. Sex is hilarious, he said, pulling her out of her bedsheet cleanliness reverie and pulling her against him. It sure is, she agreed, as she stuck her fingers up his shirt to figure out where he was ticklish. Where are you ticklish? He was ticklish almost everywhere, she found, or maybe his skin was sensitive from being turned on by her amazing mouth-on-mouth action so far. And her amazing sex words. Her sex words were really so, so good. I'm all kinds of ticklish, he said, tearing his shirt open even though they were still on the train platform. Buttons were everywhere. Everywhere. They didn't pick up the buttons. Leaving out your trash on public transit is so rude. He quickly sent her a dirty Snapchat of his bare chest as they stepped onto the train. Dirty due to him having smeared dirt on his chest earlier that day for normal reasons. Oh my god. Then they sat silently, sending dirty snaps to each other on the train even though they were right next to each other. They snapped and snapped until they were the underground, the part where they didn't really receive signal. This is before the red line got signal everywhere. They got off the train in the celebrity part of town and walked into Lady Gaga's house. Because she lives in Chicago now. There's never any security at this hour, she said, knowing that Lady Gaga was currently on tour in Iowa or somewhere else foreign. They started kissing inside her River North apartment. If she were Madonna, she would probably call it a flat. Their mouths were on top of each other, and everything was covered in saliva. He sent her another snap. She checked it and said, it's odd how you Snapchat me while we're kissing. His hand moved gently down her neck to the small of her back, where she shivered a bit, and finally to her buttocks, where he gripped playfully. I'm ticklish literally everywhere, but especially my lower back, which is why I shivered when you touched me there, she communicated effectively. I'll have to be delicate, he said, kissing her fully again. He sent another snap and said, this is the dirtiest Snapchat I've ever sent. I can't believe we've been French-Canadian kissing for 3 hours, she replied, putting her right hand down his pants and likely finding an erect penis. My skin is so exfoliated from your stubble. I really did a number on you with my stubble, but at least we're moving to genitalia, he said, hard like an erect penis. He gently reached down her shorts. Be careful, these are my glitter shorts, she moaned. you moan that sentence? Oh well, here's a moan. I want to feel you, he said, pulling down her glitter shorts. She moved towards Lady Gaga's orange couch and pulled him with her. She turned and pushed him onto the couch and straddled him with her glitter shorts still around her ankles. She decided she'd had enough of staring at the hideously orange couch and made the decision to finally start kissing with her eyes closed. He leaned up to kiss her and then sighed, leaning into the couch, honored to be in her presence. Gripping her from behind, he guided her onto his manhood, which he had named Jack Berkshire, or another porny substitute for penis. They held that pose for about a minute as he licked her nipples like that song Lollipop sings about. He was basically making out with her nipples now. It was kind of weird, and she was simultaneously turned on and mildly amused. I wish you would open up about your feelings, he told her. For some reason, changing the subject from sex to feelings, even though sex is sometimes with feelings and generally better with feelings, and specifically with the feeling of body parts on other body parts. What the heck? She said, her eyes open and feeling sadness that another potentially perfect sex scene was ruined. The end.
Thank you, Ruby. Fun fact. Every February, we record a fan fiction episode. You should totally come back for a sequel. We have a long-running saga involving one of our storytellers named Kyle and his love affair with the X-Men Gambit. So it would fit right in there. It's very, very steep.